It's good to be here and just sharing some time together. I think one of the things that our worship this morning is trying to express is something of the grace of God. And it's quite a difficult concept for us to understand in our humanity. It's not because I've stood up, they're going out, don't worry. They're just going out because they're doing their thing. But the grace of God, and we're going to talk about the grace of God on Thursday night, is something that is almost beyond human understanding because it goes beyond what we see love as, it goes beyond what we see relationship as, and it draws us to who God is because, as Sue's just said, it doesn't matter what you've done, what your life experience has been, doesn't matter how bad you think you are, God loves you and he wants to share something with you. He wants to share his life with you. So grace is really important in our understanding of our faith, Christianity. It's the basis of why we're here this morning. He gave his son to die for us, that we might have this gift of salvation. That's the grace of God. He gives us everything we need for life and godliness. That's the grace of God. He gives us answers to prayers, sometimes where we don't deserve answers, but that's the grace of God. And it's difficult for us to grasp that concept. And we need some help, and that's why we have the Holy Spirit, who just opens that up to our heart. So this morning, as we're listening to what I'm going to talk about, and it's not grace, it's about the community, about being part of a grace community. And if you're part of this church, then we are a grace community, which means that we share life together, and we go through things together, and we share something of who God is with each other, and that's his grace. Because I don't know about you, but sometimes people wind me up. Is that true for you? That was a quiet yes, wasn't it? But grace is actually learning to live with each other, even through some of the pain of that relationship. It's the grace of God, and God gives us grace, and we share it with each other. That's part of being the community of Jesus Christ. So over the next few weeks, we're going to go through the values that we have at this church. So if you're a recent joiner or you've forgotten what we're about, the next few weeks will just help you to understand something of our values, our aims and objectives, what we are about as a church. And it's important that you know what you're signing up for. Okay? Because sometimes people go to church and they haven't signed up for what they get. But I'm going to tell you what you're going to get, and then you can decide whether you're going to sign up for it. So we are community. One of the things that we are together is a community. And I want to look this morning at what that means for us as a group of people. We are a community together. And so we're going to just examine what that looks like. So we're looking at church community, how we fit our values into being together, and how we learn to live together. As a church community, we have Christian values at our heart. We learn to live with each other, accepting that no one is the finished product. And we're not, are we? We're all on this journey of transformation. None of us has reached that place yet where we are finished. That happens when we go to meet him. It doesn't happen while we're on earth. And if we understand that, then it helps us to understand where people are in life, because we're all learning. We're all being transformed by the Holy Spirit. We're all in it together. And it's always good to remind ourselves that God loves not just me, but he loves everybody. And sometimes the people we struggle to love, because some people can be difficult, God loves them unconditionally, the same as he loves you. And so whenever I look out here at you, I know that God loves you unconditionally. It's not just about me. And we have this amazing God that just makes up for all our lack. But we are asked to keep unity. We're asked to work hard at that. And through grace, demonstrate that the church is an inclusive place to be. And one of the things that we often say from the front is that we are a come-as-you-are church. In other words, anybody can come here. Doesn't matter what you've done, who you are, what you look like, what your background is. You can come here and you can catch hold of something of what we are together. And sometimes you might join because you go, it's good here. And some people don't because they don't see it quite the same as we do. But we are a come-as-you-are church, which is great because it means I can come and so can you. And we can be ourselves and we can be accepted. We don't have to put any form of kind of godliness on. We don't have to dress up in our suits to be accepted. We just come as we are. And that's a wonderful organisation and community to be part of. So together, there comes a strength, and we go through things together. And many of you have experienced things in life and been supported by this community. It tells us in Scripture that we are to rejoice with those who rejoice. So when somebody's having a party, we can go and we can rejoice and we can engage and we can celebrate with that person who has just experienced something new, whatever we are rejoicing about, and to weep with those that weep. And we do both here. We rejoice, but we also share sorrow together and we encourage one another through both celebrating and through sorrow. It's a great place to be, this community. Community means that we are willing to be honest about who we are and be motivated to change. It also means we have a responsibility for each other in all aspects of life. So are you willing to be honest about who you are? And that's always the hard one. And it's one of the hardest things we face with our relationship with God, is being honest with God. Now, we understand that God knows everything anyway, but we still try and hide things away from God. We try and cover over our weaknesses and our lacks because we don't want to expose who we are to God. And we can be like that with each other as well. We can hide things. We can put things to one side. We can be deceitful in who we are. And part of this community is we learn to be honest. And when we need something, we ask. When we want something, we ask. When we're struggling with something, we look for support. And so we've got to be prepared for authentic relationship with our church family. And that's more than meeting together. You know, we can meet, you can gather together in many situations. And there might be a lot of people gathering together, but it doesn't make you a community. It doesn't mean you can share your life with them. And we are learning to care and love about each other. It says in the Bible, we've got to prefer one another. Put others first. Romans 12 says this, be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another. Doesn't mean anybody's better than you, but it means that we are considering others before we consider ourselves. We put others first. It's one of our values. We serve one another. We put others first. We don't come because we get. We come and we give. It's one of our values. We've got to be comfortable about being honest with ourselves. And make it possible for people who come along to fit in. We've got to create an inclusive community atmosphere where people matter, where they are transformed by who God is and working in lives, a community where we love one another and share life together. So easy to kind of build a culture around church, and very often people will say, I'm not good enough to go to church, or I'm not sure it's the right place to be, I don't quite get it. But we are creating a community that expresses the very love of God, so that when they come, they experience something that is different and that has a reality to it. Our job, if you like, is to express the values of God to those around us. And as God fills our lives, we touch the lives of those people who we come into contact with. A place where the presence of God is recognized and at work. Whenever we gather together, and we're going to talk about this as a separate topic, we want to have this encounter with God. It's at the very heart of why we gather together that our focus is on Him, and it's on allowing Him to be part of our service as we come together. And in that atmosphere of faith, as we expect God to do things, then God can begin to talk to you. He can begin to make a difference in your life. He can begin to transform you. He can begin to challenge you about things that you're doing. And that's what we're trying to do as a community. We come together, our faith is in Him. And as we gather, we're honest with Him. And when we're honest with God, He can begin to do things in our lives. And that's the kind of community that we are. We're not perfect, but we're living together. We're going through things together. We're trying to create a community where God actually is the focus of everything we do, and we allow Him to be God when we gather. From the very beginning of Jesus' ministry on earth, He gathered a group of people together, didn't he? He had His disciples, and He began creating a community. Of His 12 disciples, he separated them off. He taught them. He showed them the values of the kingdom. He expressed the power of God through His life in the miracles that we saw. And He was creating this community where people gathered to listen to Him. And I think as people, we are created to be in relationship. I think one of the songs that we sang expressed that we are not an island, we're not just on our own, but we're created to have these relationships with others. And very often you find that people gather around an activity, they create a community around what they're interested in or what they want to spend their life doing. So you've got all kinds of things that people do, haven't you? Football, people create communities around football, golf, politics, and religions. We like to find people who have the same values as we do. I think it's part of our nature to do that. And in the early church, we find that new believers became part of a new revolutionary community based on all that Christ had done. And that's why we're here. We are a community based around what Christ has done. The community that Christ created was different than anything else that had ever existed before. It was something new. We often say, don't we, that we are here to demonstrate a different lifestyle. And as we look out of these four walls across our nation and across the world, we can see that something needs to happen to create something different for people to put their faith in, to live by, and to understand what grace is, because there's not a lot of it out there. And the Church of Jesus Christ is here to demonstrate the living body, if you like, of who He is, to demonstrate love and grace with one another. And our community exists because of what Christ has done. It's all about Him and what He can do in our lives. It's not about us and what we think is right. It's about recognizing that He transforms us internally. So we don't follow a code of conduct. We don't have a list of rules, a list of do's and don'ts, because we believe that God has given us the Holy Spirit. And as we listen to the Holy Spirit, as we are filled with the Holy Spirit, He guides our daily life. We learn to know what's right and what's wrong. We learn through the guidance of the Holy Spirit the things we should do and the things we shouldn't do. Me writing a list of do's and don'ts means you're just doing it for me. Or you're doing something because you think it's right. And that's not the kind of community we are. We're very much connected to the Holy Spirit, and he guides us in our daily life. And he challenges us, and he changes us, and he deals with the internal sort of values by which we live. That's part of our community. When we allow God to work in our community, our thinking and our behaviour is radically changed. I don't know whether you've ever tried changing your mind, changing your habits, changing your behaviours, but it can be hard work. And sometimes we give up because we can't see life being any different. But this is what happens when God really breaks into our hearts. So let's read Acts 4:32. All the believers were one in heart and mind, that unity that we're talking about. No one claimed that any possessions were their own, but they shared everything they had. So that's radical, isn't it? If we apply it to our Western culture, we work hard, we buy possessions, and they're mine. I've worked for this. But when God breaks in, suddenly what you think is yours, we give away. What a radical concept that is. And if God broke into the hearts and minds of people in authority, of political parties, of national leaders, what a different place this world would be. Where we can just flip our values to, it's not no longer is it mine, but I'm giving it to you. That's a huge thing to happen. And this community that was created in the early church, as we read about it, was revolutionary. And it said that the community outside of the church looked on in awe. In other words, they couldn't believe what was happening because the transformation of the early church was so different to what they'd ever experienced before. So here, we're working together to create a community of believers who are united in their heart and faith and live out the values of the kingdom of heaven. And sometimes this challenges our own values. It challenges our own thinking. It challenges our own past. But that's what Jesus did. He did it with his early disciples, and at times they found it tough to live with Jesus. And I think sometimes it would have been tough because it would have challenged us in our heart. They came to him once and said, "How many times should I forgive my brother?" I don't know whether you've got a brother. I've got two. And Jesus said, "You've got to forgive him 7 times 70. That's a lot of forgiving, isn't it? That's a lot. My brothers had one chance, and that was it. God says, you keep doing it. And so if you're in a position where you're having to forgive somebody, what Jesus is saying is you've got to keep on forgiving them. That's the grace of God. I do it for you. God forgives us every time we get it wrong. I expect you to do the same. Go on forgiving. There's a story in the Bible about having a plank in our eye, isn't there? And what it means is that before you criticize, before you have a go at somebody, just look at your own life, because the chances are that you're worse than them. Just check yourself before you start to criticize. It says, look at the plank in your own eye, not the speck in somebody else's eye. And we are so easily caught up in criticism because we're not checking ourselves. And he said this to his disciples as well. Love one another as I've loved you. That sounds great, that, doesn't it? Just remember that Jesus died for us. Love one another as I loved you, full of grace and love, forgiveness. And I'm prepared to put down my life for you. This is the community that is different than that outside there in the world. And we can only live out these values if we have Christ living in us by the Holy Spirit, because it's impossible otherwise. We can try to be good. But the Apostle Paul says that when I try to be good, there's something in me that counteracts that. It's making me behave in a different way. When I try to stop doing the things that I recognize are bad, I almost can't stop doing it because there's something got a grip on me. And the only way we can win in these situations is by having Christ living in us, because he's the power that transforms who we are. It's a bit of a challenge being a Christian. It's a bit of a challenge to live out this faith life, being honest with God and honest with each other. But that's the community that we're trying to create here. I've written down here, if you don't like it, don't come. It's the way it goes. And I have had some difficult conversations with people who don't agree with some of the things that I see or we see. And you've got to say, if you don't like it, don't come. If you don't agree with what we're about, don't come, because it'll just get you very frustrated and very angry. But we're not going to change, because this is what we think church is. It's about these things. It's creating this community. We believe that we are creating a community based on the values that we find in the Bible. And this can never change. It can't change. And sometimes we do struggle with that. But it's not because the Bible is wrong. It's because we have to be obedient to what God is telling us. And those are the struggles that we have. I want to do it my way, not your way, God. It's not the way it works. That's the wrong way around for this relationship that we have with God. And so part of our authentic relationship with God is that we are going to face change. But the great thing about the grace of God is that it empowers us to do it. It helps us to deal with this stuff. And very often you'll look back over your time as a Christian and you'll see a transformation. You'll see a growth. You will see a movement from where you were to where you are now. And sometimes we don't even know we're expressing a newness in our life, but other people notice. Other people see it, but sometimes we don't. And what I believe is that when we are connected to God, and it talks about this, doesn't it, in John 15, about the vine. If you're connected to the vine, you'll produce fruit. And I believe that if we are connected to God, the Holy Spirit will produce fruit in our lives. And sometimes we don't even know it's growing, but other people recognize it and see it. So stay connected and you will grow. Let's read Ephesians 4. Be completely humble and gentle. Okay, be patient. Bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. So we are called to live in a different way. Our job as a community is to make every effort to keep unity. So that's unity with each other. And that's one of the things that is a real strength here. I believe there is a unity. But also a unity of faith. In other words, we understand what this community is doing. We understand our relationship with God. We know what he's done for us. We sang that right at the start, didn't we? This is what we believe in. We believe in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We believe in the resurrection. We believe that he conquered death. And we've got to come together as a community and go, that's what we believe. Now let's work out that together. And so we've got to make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. When you come here, we want it to be a peaceful experience. We want you to experience the peace of God in your heart. And the peace that we have when we meet together, it's a brilliant thing, and we want to experience it. We are the body of Christ. We are the community that is based around who Christ is. So let's just read Colossians. Now I rejoice in what I am suffering for you. This is Paul talking. And I fill up my flesh what is still lacking in regard to Christ's affliction for the sake of the body, of his body, which is the church. And then in Corinthians it says this, now you are the body of Christ and each one of you is a part of it. So we become a living community that represents who Christ is. We are his body here on earth. That's what it's saying. And as we gather together, we are coming together as his body. We are a community based around all that he has done. We're living, we're alive, and together as believers, we each contribute our gift to the church. Whatever that is, we contribute it to the church. Romans 12 says this, for by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourselves more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourselves with sober judgment in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ, though many form one body, each member belonging to all the others. So we come together as a body, and each one of us has got a part to play. Each one of us has got something different that we bring, and we become the body. So when we meet together, we become the body. Christ is the head, we're all the other bits. And it might only be a small part of the body, but small parts of the body are really important. If you've ever hit your thumb with a hammer, you'll know how important your thumb is after you've hit it. You will feel it, you will experience it. And so sometimes we go, oh, I've not got a lot to offer really, there's not much about me that I can bring, but just let me encourage you that you're bringing something. It might only be a small thing, but it's very functional, it's very necessary, and it's you contributing to this community, the body of Christ. How do we stay connected? Well, it says this in Acts 2. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts. And then in Acts 5, it says, the apostles performed many signs and wonders among the people, and all the believers used to meet together in Solomon's colonnade. So there was an excitement about being part of this new church, this new community, and they used to meet together. And when we meet together, it's an exciting thing because what we're doing, we are recognizing our unity of faith and spirit. But we're also coming together because we want to worship God. We want to share what we've got with others. We want to see God move in a miraculous way. And we meet together. I would imagine they were talking about all the things that had been happening, all the new experiences they'd had, praying for one another, expecting God to move. They used to come together, which is what you do when you have a common interest. You come together. One of the questions that I get asked quite regularly is, do I have to go to church to be a Christian? Do you? You can answer that. The answer is no, you don't. Becoming a Christian is different than joining together as a community. We become a Christian because of what Christ has done in our lives. We accept him as our Savior and we are born again. Going to church doesn't make you a Christian. I think we know that. Becoming a Christian is a decision of the heart where God just invades your spirit and you just open yourself up to his grace and his love. But thinking about all that we've talked about this morning, if we are a gathering of believers, we are coming together to create a community that demonstrates the power of God in the way we live. We want to meet together because we have a common interest. We love God. And so there's a coming together of that. There's a coming together of our faith. There's an excitement about what God is going to do. Sometimes there's an encouragement. If you're feeling low or something's happening in your life, you can come along and be encouraged, and we were this morning. Come to God. If you know, it doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter if you've been in this pigsty of a place. We'll encourage you to connect with God, and that's what coming together does. It allows us to hear from the outside something of what God is trying to tell us on the inside. We're told to keep unity with one another. Well, you can only do that if you're together, can't you? If you're on your own, I mean, have you ever fallen out with yourself? I do. I can't believe I've just done that. I can't believe I've just said that. I can't believe the way I've just behaved. And we talk to ourselves. And we can fall out with ourselves. We come together and keep unity, because in that, when we're falling out with ourselves, somebody can come alongside us and encourage us. Sometimes somebody can come alongside us and say, what do you think you're doing? Do you think that's really a good idea? And it brings something of the wisdom of God into our lives, because we have authentic relationships with each other. I suppose what we're trying to do here is demonstrate to this world, this broken world, how a group of people who may have nothing in common with each other can live together in peace and unity and create a loving and inclusive environment that encourages personal growth and transformation. And that only happens because God is here. But we are creating community. We are creating an environment where people can see it happen, where they can come along and see the transformation of God. If we live our Christian life on our own, all we're doing is demonstrating that we can get on with ourselves, and we can struggle with that at times. So being part of a church is actually part of our growth and development. It's part of our learning process. It's part of God trying to do something in us and through us by other people, by our church community. So how do we stay attached? How do we stay connected? We're living in a world of separation, really. You can sit in your house now, not going out, and you can have friends all over the world. You can connect with people. You can live as an individual. We are living very much as a separate entity, if you like. I think one of the things that we see throughout the world is that people are learning to live on their own, and community is gone. One of the drives, one of the comments we hear from those that are in rulership over this nation is that they're trying to recreate community. Something that was here many generations ago that has been destroyed and split apart. And there's a recognition that community is really important for people. It's why the church is really important, because we are a community. But not just coming together, but actually we believe in what God is doing, and it's transformational. We're looking out for one another. We're caring about one another. So it's really important that we do come together. So you can come on a Sunday morning, stay connected. If you look out the window when it's raining, don't turn over. Just be here. Be connected. Because you don't know what you coming here is going to do for somebody else. You don't know. The conversations you have afterwards or before, you don't know what that's going to impart into somebody's life. And if you're at home, you can't do it. You're not connected. We are a body that comes together and serves one another. And sometimes that serving is painful because we have to get out of bed. But we stay connected as we gather together each Sunday. We do things in the week. We've got the recovery program. We've got the grace course starting this week. Come along. Learn something. Experience a group of people wanting to know what this grace is that God has given us and what it means for us and how we live in it, how it sets us free for everyday living. Stay connected with any church program that we have. Be part of a small group, become a volunteer, become part of a team. One of the best ways of connecting, actually, is to work together. I don't know whether you've experienced that in life, but when you begin to do things together, you connect, you make those connections, and you feel that you are part of something bigger than yourself. We put things online on our website. Listen to them. If you want to listen to me again, you can do. I'll be on there after the service. You can listen. But staying connected to each other is really important. We've got to work at it. It says, make every effort to keep unity. And so sometimes we have to make an effort to keep community. So that's where we're at. Carmel, we're changing our name to Carmel Community Church, because not only are we in the community, but we are creating a community here. We're creating something that demonstrates to people the transformational power of God, that no matter where you are in life, you're welcome here. And when you encounter God, you begin to this journey of transformation. God heals us on the inside. He heals our mind. He heals our spirit. He heals our body. And we come together as community to display that to those around here. If you want to be part of a community that is changing the world, this is where you need to be. Stay connected. You are really important to this greater community. We want to see it grow. We want to see it touch people's lives in a greater way. And a lot of our program is around outreaching to people and just sharing this amazing story of Jesus, this amazing message of the transforming gospel of who he is, teaching people that they are accepted no matter what and that there is hope in life and in death. So stay part of this community, work hard at it, and let's see God do amazing things here. Thank you.